You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, Lonzo Ball has played 35 games in 3 years. He missed two full seasons. He has some poor dead person's knee material in his knee, and I would make that trade 10 times every day and 20 times on Sunday. What did you think about the trade, Isaac Okoro for Lonzo Ball?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was a good move from the Cavs' perspective. I thought it was something that they needed to explore throughout the course of this offseason if they could upgrade Isaac's spot and if they could find somebody who was a better fit for the roster and who made more financial sense for the situation that they're currently in. Look, I mean, I think, guys, obviously there are legitimate health concerns when it comes to Lonzo, but he showed last year that he could be something close to the player that he was previously. He was a very impactful defender for the Bulls. He shot a high volume of threes. He's still a secondary playmaker at this stage of his career. He's very cerebral when it comes to running an offense and finding teammates and stuff like that. And the truth when it comes to Isaac Okoro is two really smart coaches in the NBA, J.B. Bickerstaff and Kenny Atkinson, both made a determination that they couldn't trust Isaac in a playoff environment. They couldn't believe in him because of his offensive limitations and because of how that restricts the team on the offensive end of the floor. The floor is just more congested. They don't respect his outside shot. You're basically playing 4-on-5. On the offensive end of the floor. And even though Lonzo Ball is probably not the defender that Isaac is in terms of the impact, he's still a very good defender, and you're gaining something significant with Lonzo on the offensive end of the floor. So I thought it was a deal that made sense both financially and from a fit standpoint.
All right, so the Cavs are a better team today, yes or no?
Yeah, I think so, but we definitely have to keep this in perspective, right? He's not going to slide into the starting lineup. He's not going to be a 30-minute-a-night player. It's just, did you get better at the 8th, 9th, 10th guy in your rotation? And I definitely think that the Cavs did, because the point is, Lonzo can just do more than Isaac can on the offensive end of the floor, and you're not taking a significant step back defensively. Lonzo is the best perimeter defender that is currently on this roster. And he's not Isaac. He doesn't navigate screens the same kind of way. He doesn't get into the guys at the point of attack the same kind of way. But he's a very impactful defender. And I honestly believe that the role that Lonzo is going to have for this team and the impact that Lonzo is going to have for this team is going to end up being very similar to what we've seen from Alex Caruso in Oklahoma City.
Wow, now that's a big compliment. And you know, when OKC picked up Caruso, you thought, okay, well, there's a nice player, but he ended up playing a lot bigger role than that, Chris. And if Lonzo's healthy, I can see that happening, especially early in the season when Darius Garland is trying to figure out, you know, how to get back with the big toe.
Yeah, that's a big deal to have somebody like Lonzo who has showed playmaking in the past, who can organize a team, can run an offense, can get you into sets, can make plays off the dribble. There's just things that he can do from an offensive perspective that Isaac Okoro could not do. And I think there are things that Lonzo has within his game that the Cavs are definitely going to tap into. And I also think there is a bit of this that ties into the Cavs bracing themselves for Ty Jerome leaving in free agency. Another ball handler, another playmaker, somebody to take pressure off of Donovan Mitchell from that standpoint, somebody who can kind of fill in temporarily for Darius Garland from that standpoint. It all kind of ties together.
In this situation, Chris, and Chris Fedor joining us from the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, covers the Cavaliers, and you need to read his work if you want to know what's going on with the Cavaliers. In this case, I think they achieved something that we weren't sure they'd be able to achieve, which is with all of the financial stuff, you know, how do you improve the roster?
Right.
How do you do that? You have to thread the needle to do it. They did here in a one-for-one player swap. How do they continue to do such things to make this roster better?
I think, guys, they continue to look at these kinds of opportunities. Are there, you know, guys out there that could be an improvement from an on-court fit standpoint for this team? Are there guys out there that could be more effective in the 16-game playoffs than the 82-game regular season? Because we know this. There are certain guys, in terms of where they are with their development, in terms of how much polish they have offensively and defensively, in terms of their weaknesses as a player, there are certain guys that are going to be more impactful when you get into the playoff environment. And then there are other guys that are going to be more impactful when you're talking about an 82-game season. You know, you talk about Lonzo and his reliability over the course of an 82-game season, that's a legitimate question mark, right? He missed two full seasons. He only played 35 games last year for the Bulls. But if you get him, some version of him, in the playoffs, if you get him healthy and prepared that way during a playoff run, he can make more of an impact. So I think it's looking for those kinds of opportunities, guys. And I think it's figure out which guys out there in free agency are willing to take the veterans minimum to come to this situation, which is a pretty good situation. They're one of the favorites to win the NBA championship, and they do have some, I don't think it's a lot, but they have some playing time available for some of these guys. So I think they can have some appeal to the right kind of player in free agency. And again, they're not looking for significant shakeups here. I think the opportunity to do that, I don't think there is going to be a deal out there for either Jared Allen or Darius Garland that they'd be willing to say yes to. So we're talking about smaller moves around the margins. Can you improve guy number 8 on the roster, guy number 9 on the roster, guy number 10 on the roster, and get somebody that you think can help you more for a playoff run than some of the other bench pieces that you felt like you couldn't rely on once you got to the playoffs last year?
Chris Fedor joining us, Cleveland.com. You know and love him when you hear him here on the air on 92.3 The Fan as well. And Chris, you just broke the story about Amani Bates. The Cavs have declined his qualifying offer, making him an unrestricted free agent. Thoughts on that?
I mean, I think that at the point that they drafted him 2 years ago, he was the 49th pick in the draft. He was one of the youngest players in the draft, and it was let's see if we can get something out of him from a developmental standpoint. Let's see if we can put him in our player development program and see if he can improve behind the scenes, out of the spotlight, away from the cameras. And I just think they're at a point in terms of their organizational development where they've passed Amani by. And I think if there's somebody else out there that they could get on a two-way contract that they would feel more comfortable with, the two-way contract is you split your time between the G League and the NBA. And is there somebody out there that, you know, if you get into a pinch and you're dealing with injuries or you're going on a road trip and you can't bring a guy or two guys for some reason, can you elevate somebody from that two-way, have them join the team that you would actually be willing to play? And I just don't think that the Cavs feel like there are NBA minutes available for Amani, and I don't think they feel like he's ready for NBA minutes at this stage of his development.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Chris Fedor joining us from the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Isaac Okoro in Chicago. And I would think, along with getting Ball, the idea that Jalen Tyson and Tyrese Proctor would get minutes this year, Chris, plays a role in that. Do you think Tyson and Proctor can actually be rotational players this year?
I think there's a possibility, sure, because I think there's a level of maturity that both of those guys have. I think there's a level of physical readiness that those guys have. And I think what they would potentially be asking of those guys, I think they could do. I mean, if you think about the case of Tyrese Proctor, he's an elite catch-and-shoot threat. You don't need him to run your offense. You don't need him to be a high-volume scorer. You don't need him to be a high-usage guy in your offense. Just fill a role. Defend a little bit. Make catch and shoot threes. I think he can do that even at this stage of his career. And I think with Jalen Tyson, you know, getting 450 minutes in the NBA last year helped him. I think he understands some of the aspects of his game that still he needs to improve on to find his way on the court more frequently for this Cavs team. But I think, you know, given some of the circumstances that have changed around this basketball team over the last month and a half, 2 months, I do think Jalen Tyson has a pathway to getting more meaningful minutes. And I don't think it's going to be consistently 25 every single night, 20 every single night. I think his role is going to continue to fluctuate, but I think there is a level of readiness and a level of maturity to his game. And quite frankly, with Isaac Okoro now in Chicago, I think there's a little bit of a need for the Cavs to have Jalen step into tough, rugged, on-ball defender-type role. And I think he's willing to accept that if that means him getting on the court.
Chris, former Cavalier, current Los Angeles Laker, LeBron James opting in on his $52.6 million player option for next season. What does that mean? And maybe perhaps he'll be on the move if the Lakers aren't in a playoff position.
With Rich Paul also saying the Lakers know he wants to contend for a championship, and I'm sure they'll keep everything in mind there, which screamed to me, trade deadline trade if it's not working there, Chris.
Yeah,
I think it means LeBron likes money. I mean, $52 million is really difficult to turn down. And I think there's also a reality to let's say he is looking elsewhere. Maybe not immediately, but eventually looking elsewhere. Is there a situation out there that gives me a better chance to compete for a championship? Opting out of his contract was not going to provide that opportunity for him, because there's one team with tangible cap space this offseason in the NBA, and it's the Brooklyn Nets. And LeBron's not opting out of a contract with the Los Angeles Lakers to all of a sudden just go join the Brooklyn Nets. So if he wants a better situation, that's got to be a legitimate contending team. And none of those teams have the money to just give him in free agency. And he most certainly is not signing the veterans minimum in Cleveland or somewhere else along those lines. So this allows him potentially, I say potentially, because trading for LeBron will be very, very difficult, and the kind of package that you would have to give up, you'd basically be almost blowing up your team to do it. But this allows him potentially to get his $52 million, see what the Lakers are willing to do with their roster, see what kinds of improvements they can make. And if it doesn't happen to his liking, then potentially find his way to a contender that gives him a better chance to chase another ring or two before his career is over at this point.
Which, with his salary, would be a huge, huge, huge jump for some team to go after that. Because,
I'll think about that.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta be thinking short-term completely on that move, do you not? Because you're going to have to give up. It's a strange situation. Chris, I couldn't agree more. Even LeBron, with as much money as that guy has, yeah. 50 mil? No, thank you. I'll take the money. Let's go.
Yeah. I mean, the other thing that you have to think about, too, when you talk about trading for LeBron, look, it's LeBron. This is an all-NBA player. This is arguably the best player ever. But he is 40, yep. And he is human. And the kinds of things that the Lakers would want back in return, if you're a team that has championship aspirations, like, don't you just say, maybe I'm just good enough without him? Like, I don't want to shake up this roster that much to go after this 40-year-old who's at the tail end of his career. I mean, you're talking about a rental here. That's the other thing. By him opting into this contract and not, like, signing a new one with the Lakers, this would be a theoretical rental for some contender. And if you think about all that you would have to give up, is even LeBron, is he worth all of that? I think it's a legitimate question that all these teams would have to ask, and I just don't know that there's going to be a significant trade market for LeBron, as strange as that sounds.
Chris, the Boston Celtics have dispatched Drew Holiday and Kristaps Porzingis, and you know they were dealing with the second apron stuff just like the Cavaliers. Do you think the Cavs are anywhere near, and I don't necessarily even mean money-wise, just like in mental approach to, we so need to avoid all of that we will trade pieces of this team just to get away from that? Or are the Cavs the team that's willing to stand pat, play this out, pay the money, and see what happens?
Because I've kind of used this comparison a few different times. I don't think, if you're a second apron team, I don't think you fully understand and fully feel the ramifications of that and the restrictions of that until you have to start mapping these things out, until you have to start dealing with it. It's kind of like a fast SEC team. You watch them on film all the time, over and over and over again, and you're like, I know you're fast. All I hear is about how fast you are. But then you get on the field with them, and in the first quarter, you're like, holy crap, you are really, really fast. Like, you have to feel it. You have to go against it to really understand it. And I think the Cavs are starting to feel that internally. Like, as free agency is here, as trade season is here, all of the limitations, all of the restrictions, even Brad Stevens, the president of the Celtics, said it the other day. He's like, I didn't fully understand the depth of this until it was staring me in the face, and I was trying to concoct these trades, and I was trying to do this off-season planning, and I was learning about all these different things that we can't do from a team-building standpoint. So when it comes to the second apron, there are going to be teams that are going to deal with the reality of that. There are going to be teams that are second apron teams. That's going to be unavoidable. But I think second apron teams, guys, I think they're going to try and get out of the second apron as fast as they possibly can, because it really does impact what you can do from a team building perspective. And I think the Cavs are feeling that today. I think that's part of the reason why they're bracing for Ty Jerome to leave, and why they're hesitant on giving him, one, the kind of contract, the annual salary that they would have to give him, and two, how many years would be attached to that theoretical contract that Ty is eventually going to sign in free agency, because it would make it harder to get out of the second apron. It would make them further into the second apron. It would make them further down the road of the luxury tax. And I just think they have to be more cognizant of how they spend in a way that some of these teams haven't been in the past, because this rule did not exist to the same level.
6 o'clock tonight, teams can start negotiating with free agents in the NBA. That means we're going to be hearing about deals. Follow Chris, do it on social media, do it in the Plain Dealer, cleveland.com. He'll have everything the Cavs are doing as free agency gets rolling tonight. Chris, thank you, buddy. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, man.
You got a guess.
Chris Fedor, Plain Dealer, cleveland.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.